So let's talk about halacha. Oh, this is a great topic. So Sar Segi talks about halacha b'smol. So as the Lichtenstein would say, if you want to understand halacha b'smol, we have to understand two topics. We have to understand the topic of smol, which we covered last week with Rabbi Branskabura, and then we have to talk about Segi of halacha, right? So if you look already at the Rishonim al Atar, so they give us like two basic different ways of understanding the havmin over here. Rashi and the Ritva tell us don't get so excited by the havamina that holacha b'smol should be kasher. Because the Torah never tells me I need a coin, right? The Torah says kol lagu shenemar etzer kuhuna ene el yamin. I'm a holacha lo ksiv behedya. So since we never have on the record a requirement for etzba, kahuna, so okay, that's all. So it's a very, very local question. That's what Rashi seems to say, and that is what the Ritva says a little bit more expansively. But if you look in the Balei Tosas already, the Tosas on the bottom of the Amud, halacha b'smol ma'u, so he says, I don't understand why we'd have this havamina. The Gemara tells us a number of times that halacha does not have any lo afka michlal kabbalah, even in the Gemara and Chagiga, the Rashi himself quoted. So since Kabbalah has to be done by a min, of course halacha should have to be done by a min. And Tosa says, yeah, that was exactly the question being posed to Rav Sheshes and our Gemara, was whether indeed we should say la'olam lo afka halacha michlal Kabbalah or not. And Rav Sheshes was of the opinion that we should distinguish between halacha and Kabbalah. When he says that halacha b'smol is kasher, he is fundamentally dividing halacha from Kabbalah, from the other avodos, and that is why it is going to be kasher b'smol. So it's not just, like Rashi and Riv represent, a very local question about how to understand, you know, how narrowly to read the drasha. But rather, it's a broader question, how much can we divide holacha from Kabbalah. So our main job this morning is going to be to map out the basic options, the basic perspectives on the status of the avoda of holacha, and to understand why Rav Sheshes would have had this this position, which is rejected in our Gemara. But Rav Sheshes at least thought that holacha b'smol should be kasher. So before looking at any of the Gemaras, just thinking about holacha outside, we can identify at least three very good reasons why we would think that we should downgrade halacha, right? As opposed to all the other avodos. So number one, nothing actually happens in halacha. We think about shechita, we think about kabbalah, we think about zrika. You've done something halachically to the karbon. You've done something to the dam. I've shechted the karbon. I've created kedushas karbon between the kabbalah, between the shechita and the kabbalah. Zrika, you've achieved kapara. So there are halachic things happening at each of those three stages, as opposed to holacha, where all that is happening is the blood is going from point A to point B. You know, so as some in the Kolel's relatives would say, just like a car is just, you know, just gets you from point A to point B, don't add any bells or add any whistles. That is number one, what is happening with halacha. Point number two, just like nothing is happening halachically, there's only something happening physically, that physical item is Efshel Batla. This is what the Mishnayos pick up on in Masachas Vachem. We'll talk about Chachamim versus Rabbi Shimon. If someone shechts right next to the Mizbeach, it seems like that stage of Holacha could be cut out entirely. Masha'in can all three of the Ravodos. You cannot have a Karbon without a Shechita, without a Kabbalah, without a Zrika. It seems like you can without a Holacha. And point number three, which Rashi already here, already flags for us, is that Holacha itself is very sketchy in the Psukim. Shechita and Zrika are black and white in the Psukim. And Rashi quotes this Gemara in Chagigah, Daf Yud Aleph, which says that I need Torah Shebaal Peh, I need a Kabbalah, the other, not the Avoda, right? But I need Mesorah to understand that there is an Avoda of Holacha, because the Torah says, V'ekrivo kohanim es hadam. The Gemara says that means Kabbalah, catching the blood. And without the Torah Shebaal Peh, I would not have known that that also is supposed to include Holacha. So, you know, this is a little bit of a double-edged sword at this point, because on the one hand, the Gemara is downgrading Holacha because it is saying that there's no explicit source for it in Torah Shebichsav. I need the Torah Shebaal Peh to understand that there is an avoda of Holacha. On the other hand, it could be a bit of an upgrade because that by the end, this is what we saw Rashi and the Ritva saying for us at the beginning of our Gemara, the Gemara says, well, we do link holacha to Kabbalah in the end of the day, right? They both come from the same pasuk. We're going to talk about this in 1 second. So we have then these three reasons why, without seeing anything, we think holacha is downgraded. Nothing halachic is happening. It's efshel levatla. The Gemara is telling us that there's no reference to it explicitly in the Pesukim. On the other hand, once it exists and it is being linked to Kabbalah, so how much is it being linked to Kabbalah? Is it being fully restored to have the status of a full-fledged avoda like all the other three? Or does it still retain some second-class status? Right, so that's going to be one of the main questions left about halacha. Is halacha full-fledged avoda, or is halacha a junior avoda? You also would like to know, especially in light of this Gemara Chagiga, what is the relationship between halacha and, on the one hand, Kabbalah, and Zrika on the other hand? We could define halacha in one of three ways. We could call halacha a sniff le Kabbalah. If you look, the Torah Tmima happens to be uses exactly that word, that phrase. He says halacha is a sniff la avodas kabbalah. The Milchas Avram here quotes the Griz. He struggles with this because the question is how much did the Griz mean it? But the Griz really thinks that the halacha is a subset of kabbalah, and the Griz says that is why there was no need to have an avoda of halacha in Ophos, in the world of birds. So there's no avoda of holacha, and the Griz says, yeah, it's because all you do is you take the blood directly from the bird, and you either smear it or spritz it onto the mizbeach. Once we have cut out Kabbalah, memela, he says, there is no room for holacha as well. So that is one basic option, holacha as a sniff of Kabbalah. Second possibility, we'll see a couple of examples of this later on when we talk about some of the Gemaras and Svachim, is to say, yeah, you should link holacha to an avoda, but do not link holacha to Kabbalah on the front end. Rather, holacha can be seen as the build-up to Zrika. It is part of the machshir for a Zrika. I have to get the blood on the Mizbeach, and that should not only include the actual throwing of it on the Mizbeach, but either in and of itself or as a preparatory stage, getting the blood closer to the Mizbeach, halacha as the pregame for Zrika. And the third possibility, obviously, is that halacha could be its own avoda. It's neither Kabbalah on the one hand, it's neither related to Zrika on the other hand, it is its own entity. So these are just, you know, like a priori things we need to clarify about halacha. To what degree is it a full-fledged or a junior avoda, and what is its relationship to everything that it is, you know, in the middle of in terms of the Taliach HaKrav. Now, if you look at the Mefarshim on the Pasuk, so you get a couple of basic options. Wrong order. I put Hakribu Zokabal Sadam in my notes, but first piece. Rashi and Tosos seem to clearly disagree about Holacha's stage as a status as a junior avoda or not, from the question of how do we like Gemara Chagiga Ve'ekrivu Zo Kabbalah Sadam. So okay, Ve'ekrivu Zo Kabbalah Sadam. They bring it. That means you catch the blood. Well, bringing Hakrivu means to bring. Seemingly, it doesn't seem to mean to catch. So how did the Gemara know that Hakrivu meant Kabbalah? And then the Gemara said, if not for Torah Shabbal Peh, I would have thought that holacha was a nothing. I don't know. If I thought Torah Shabbal Peh, I probably would have thought Hakrivu was holacha. I would have thought Kabbalah was a nothing. Why was the Gemara so confident going in that Hakrivu referred to Kabbalah? So Rashi told us that it's because we need it has to be the first stage. The first stage is Kabbalah. There's no way. The Torah said, Yivishachat, and then Vikriva Kohanim Esadam. So obviously the blood has to be caught. That's just built in. You know, Kabbalah is not Efshel Levatla. So lo yitachin. How could we skip from Bishachat to then I know what's next? What's next is Kabbalah. So therefore, that must be what the pasuk was referring to. That view of Rashi, that explanation of Rashi, does not tell me anything about holacha. Tells me that what comes after Shechita is Kabbalah, but that's just a sequential argument. It doesn't tell me anything about halacha itself. But the Baalei Tosfos in a number of places, they say this in Yuma, and they say this more strongly in Chagiga, say no, halacha was never a candidate. It's not that we say Kabbalah is chosen because Kabbalah is the first man up. Kabbalah is chosen by process of elimination. Because what's your alternative? holacha? You're going to give me holacha? It can't be holacha. It can't be that an avoda, which is efshar levatla, would be what the Torah would choose and jump over Kabbalah. And the Tosas in Chagiga even says that holacha is an avoda she'ina chashuva. How can it be? There's no way that the avoda she'ina chashuva, the insignificant, skippable avoda of holacha, would be the first thing that a kohen has to do, and while we would skip Kabbalah. So Tosas is pretty clearly, and we're going to see this is a theme. The way that Tosos and the Shita Kabetzes learns about Halacha is more nitan to looking at it as a more junior avoda, which seems to have been Rosh Hashanah's view in our Gemara. This is already the first hint to that. Now, going from the Gemara Chagiga, so talking about how the Gemara understands Rikri Bezo Adam, Zo Kabbalah Adam, to how the Mefarshei HaMikra talk about Kabbalah. So what do the Mefarshim say? So if you look there, so Rashi says the same thing, basically, he says in Shas. He doesn't give you any clear indication. He just says that, yeah, it has to be Kabbalah, because Kabbalah is first. He then says that mashma'a lashon holacha. Now, the word does sound like more, it is referring to holacha. So Rashi, he doesn't take a clear stance. You could totally understand Rashi either way. You could understand Rashi as saying holacha is secondary, because pasuk mean it must mean Kabbalah. But the Torah strategically uses a lashon of holacha to kind of chop it in. Or you could read Rashi as saying, it has to mean Kabbalah. But the fact that the Torah uses a phrase that sounds, hikrivu, sounds like walking, really, really boosts holacha up. That line of Rashi itself, it's hard to say one way or another how he is thinking of the relationship between holacha and the other avodos. In contrast, the Rashbam and the Ramban both seem to give us more of a grounds to think of what is happening over here. On the one hand, the Rashbam writes about Vigrivo. He says this is Kabbalas Hadam V'holachaso Kedei Lazarko. V'Grivo means receiving and walking the blood in order to do the Zrika. So he's totally putting them on the same playing field. Now, you could understand the Rashbam is saying, we talked about holacha as a pregame to Zrika. You could understand the Rashbam is saying both Kabbalah and holacha are downgraded. They're both insignificant relative to Zrika, which we know there's a very good reason to think that. Zrika as the main avoda. I think we saw this a couple years ago when we did our Pigel limud in the second parak of Anachos. We saw the Ravid who thought that you would remember Dafka be able to be mispagel in Shechita and Zrika. He said if you think in Shechita for anything, or you think of Zrika for anything, even Shachat Almanas Lekabel or Shachat Almanas Lehalach, the Ravid thought that those two avodas were the main two avodas, Shechita and Kabbalah and Zrika, and thought that they could create Pigul no matter what the Machshava was going on. So this idea that we put Zrika on a higher stage than both Kabbalah and Holacha, it doesn't have to mean that the Rashbam is like downgrading. Oh, he's downgrading Holacha and he's downgrading Kabbalah. No, what he seems to be doing is he's saying, you have the Avoda of Kabbalah, that's a regular Avoda. You have the Avoda of Holacha, that's a regular Kabbalah. Both of those are building up to the climax of Zrika. Well, that's what Rashbam is saying. You put the two of them together. On the total other side, we have the Ramban. The Ramban is absolutely downgrading the status of Holacha. As opposed to Rashi, who said, well, the Hakrivu sounds like you're bringing the Dam, that sounds like a Holacha, the Ramban says absolutely not. He understands Vikrivu as saying, make the Dam into a carbon. Like, carbonize the Dam, make it a carbon. And how do you do that? You do that, really, through Kabbalah, and he says, and through Zrika, through the Kiddush Dam, and then through throwing it on the Mizbeach. The Ramban absolutely downgrades Holacha. He then has to kind of work back to bring Holacha back in, and he has either a Kol Shekein, which is difficult to understand what he means, or a Limud from Holachas Evarim, the Shevel quotes from Nebuchadnezzar, trying to figure out what's going on. But that is the clear impression you get from the Ramban. He is not the only one, by the way. The Malbim and Rav Hirsch both go in similar directions in terms of understanding what is happening here in the Pasuk. The Malbim, he doesn't quite give the exact same pshat as the Ramban, but the Malbim says, first, you could translate v'hikriv in one of two ways. He says v'hikriv could mean to bring something, so that would mean holacha. Vehikriv also could mean to offer. Right, so that's why the Taras Kotna, for example, has a havamina that vehikrivo would mean zrika. Because the lakriv could just mean to offer. It doesn't have to mean to actually bring something. Now, neither one of those is Kabbalah. So where does Kabbalah come from? So the Malbim suggests that there is a third way to understand vehikriv. He quotes from Shiras Devora, right? I didn't quote the exact pasuk, but where it talks about Ya'el being makriv the milk into the bowl for Sisera. What do you mean? She's not offering milk, and she's not bringing, so he says, lakriv could also mean to put inside. That's a suggestion of the Malbim, which would be exactly Kabbalah. Once again, right, he is interested in putting Kabbalah front and center. Rav Hirsch does that as well, less linguistically and more by just putting some conceptualization behind what the Ramban was talking about. He says, the idea of vehikrivo, zo Kabbalah Sadam, the idea that you're making it a karban, he says that you have conceptually elevated the dam. Now you've made the dam into a karban, you've given it kedusha by doing the Kabbalah. And then he has a nice line where he says, like, the subsequent holacha is just the physical manifestation of what you already did conceptually in the Kabbalah. Right? You made the dam, you elevated it through the Kabbalah. If you have halachic lenses, you understand what happened when you put the dam into the Kli Shareis. Those who are less lamdishly sensitive and don't understand what's happened, so even they will pick up on what's going on when you bring that dam towards the Mizbeach. And you see, this is no longer just, the blood of some sheep. Rather, this is the sanctified blood of a karban. But the real, real moment where it happened, Rav Hirsch is saying, happened already at Kabbalah. Okay, so we have then the Rashbam on the one hand putting Kabbalah Halacha on the same side. On the other hand, you have all these other Mefarshim, the Ramban, Vesiyaso, who are downgrading it and putting the Kabbalah really front and center. So now, let's get to some of the meat of the Chabur and talk about the Halachos over here. Right? What can we identify in the Halachos in terms of trying to identify to what degree Halacha is its own Avoda or just a lower level sniff to something else? So one point we already know to talk about is smol, right? The possibility that holacha b'smol is kasher, that is discussed in our Gemara. The other clear ones that come up in the Gemara's in Zvachim are the question of shalo lishma and the question of zar. And the question of zar, not only did it come up in the Gemara's in Zvachim, it also came up, as we saw last week, in our Yerushalmi here al atar. So the Mishnah in Zvachim and Daf Yod Gimel brings what seems to be, b'pashtus, a three-way machlokes, whether holacha shalo lishma is a problem. The Tanakhama says it's a problem. Rabbi Shimon says, since holacha is afshar levatla, it's not a problem. And Rabbi Lazar seems to say, or Rabbi Lazar says, for sure, that any necessary holacha, a holacha towards the Mizbeach, can create a psul shalo lishma. A holacha not towards the Mizbeach does not create a psul shalo lishma. So just in Mishnayos, it seems like those are three opinions. That is the view of the Rambam. Rashi disagrees and says that actually the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lazar hainu hach. But that is at least Rabbi Shimon versus the Chacham. Now, what exactly does Rabbi Shimon say? Why does Rabbi Shimon downgrade? Why does he say there's no psul shalo lishma in holacha? So he needs to make two assumptions. Number one, he's telling you holacha is efshel levatla. That's an assumption he has to put in. He just says it in the Mishnah. But you need to assume that indeed, both physically and halachically, holacha can be skipped. Neither one of those has to be true by the end. You could absolutely say that al pidin, you need a halacha. You also could say, this comes out by the end of the halacha shloba regel, so gedaf tesvav, that if you think halacha shloba regel, shma halacha, you could say actually, physically, you cannot skip the halacha. If I say that the hoshata, the kohen extending his hand as he's about to do the zrika, is a halacha, then there always will be a halacha involved. It actually is not something that you can skip. So Rabbi Shimon has to assume, both physically and halachically, that halacha can be skipped. And then the second assumption he needs to make is that this has a nafkamina. Since it can be skipped, therefore it cannot create a psul shalo lishma. And the Rabbanan can disagree with either one of those. The Rabbanan can disagree with him by saying, even though it is afshel levatla, when it is done, it still does have the status of avoda and it's going to pasul. Or they can say, we reject your premise fundamentally and we think that actually halacha is not something that can be skipped at all. Now, if you see in the Taras Kohanim, the Taras Kohanim is very clear as to what the Rabban are arguing about. Now, it doesn't have to be the exact same story as the Gemara, but the Taras Kohanim, like the Rambam understood, quotes three Tanoim. Our Tanakhama is Rabbi Meir. And what's the line? So the Rabbi Shimon there says, Afshar below Hiloch. There are two girsos of what Rabbi Meir says in the Taras Kohanim. The first girsa is, Halacha is poseles, de'i Afshar below Hiloch. So he's just rejecting the premise that you can skip Halacha. It actually turns out that it does have to be done. The Vilagon's girsa for Rabbi Meir is that poseles, mipnei shehi avoda. So I don't know if the Gra was trying to move the Rabbanan from questioning the Afshal Levatla assumption to the is there a nafkamina of Afshal Levatla assumption? But he says it's an avoda, and so maybe the Gra is telling you even if it can be skipped, it still is going to have a chalos when it is done. But our printed girsa in the Taras Kohanim clearly are going on record and saying you cannot skip it. So this whole conversation doesn't even get off of the ground. But it's also interesting to note that talking about, you know, the status of Halacha and the relationship to the other avodas, some of you guys noticed, the previous Taras Kohanim that I put on Makaros, this is the one in Sav, over by Pigul. But the Taras Kohanim in Vayikra, on the actual Pasuk of Vikribo Kohanim, Aleph Dalid, so the Taras Kohanim does not even mention Halacha as an option for what the Pasuk is talking about. The Taras Kohanim just says, you would have thought that it was only Zrika. No, it can't be Zrika because Zrika is mentioned a minute later. So it is Kabbalah. Then the Gemara says, you might have a Havamina, that there is a Psul, Shalolishma, for Shvicha Shirayim, and for Hector Chalamevarim, and the Taras Kohanim there has a Limud, that's not the case. Then the Taras Kohanim asks, what about Holacha? And the Taras Kohanim there, how does it learn that there's a psul of Holacha? Does anyone know what it says? What's Taras Kohanim? What?
I don't remember.
Have to look. But it was not coming from Hikrivu Zokabala Saddam. Okay. Fine. So that is at least the beginning of the story on Shulol Lishma. Now let's talk about Zar. So there are also the three views in the Gemara there about Zar. Rav Chista is the first view. It's also the most surprising view. He says that there is a psul of Zar. There is no psul of Zar. Kuli Alma. Even according to the Rabbanan. So that's like the most dramatic view to downgrade Halacha. Even if you think there's a psul shalo lishma, there's no psul of Zar. That was the view of Chizkia as well. In the Bavli there, it's rejected. But it's the view of Chizkia and the Yerushalmi right here al Atar. And not only is it the view of Chizkia, but the... I forget who's Chizkia arguing with. Is it Rabbi Chia? What? You're Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai argues. Rabbi Yanai, I think you says that there is a psul Zar in Halacha. The Gemara spends the next Amud trying to schlug up Rabbi Yanai. There's like three kashas in Rabbi Yanai. It answers up every single one. But Chizkia is just sitting pretty the entire time. The Yerushalmi seems to be a pretty big fan of the idea that there is no psul Zar in Halacha. And I need to ask, like, why on earth, what does that tell you? Right? Well, Bishlam according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, for him to say there's no psul Zar, that's no problem at all, because he thinks there's no psul shalol lishma. But how would we say that there is a psul shalol lishma, but we would not have a psul Zar? So I know you guys thought about this. Probably the simplest thing to say would be to look at the one other case where we have a similar phenomenon, which is Shechita. Right? We know the Rimei Orleans has the radical explanation for why Shechita lav avodahi, and he says, well, lo mita'am avoda tziva hamakom Shechita, it's there because we need a kosher animal. So that's a big chiddush to say in the world of Shechitas Kadshim, as we've talked about a little bit. But to take the thinking of the Rimei Orleans and bring that into Holacha really makes a lot of sense, no? Lo mitam avoda, tziva hamakom Holacha, as opposed to Shechita, where the concept, there's a specific maisa involved, and there's a very long association between Shechita and Kadshim, even the term Zevach and the term Mizbeach seems to give intrinsic status to the Maisa of Shechita from a Kadshim perspective. So what the Rimei Orleans says about Shechita, Shechita's Kadshim, is a big Chiddush. But take everything he said about Shechita and as to apply it to holacha makes a ton of sense. What intrinsic value is there to walking the dam? Okay, it's just Saquon Barkley going down the sideline. He's walking. There's no mice involved in walking. I saw there's a trade request that was placed this morning. Nabach. So if you think that that's the case, so then the saying there's a hechsher zar makes a lot of sense. The Torah mentions ve'akrivu zo kabbalas adam. The chacham are going to say just like the rimer leans a shechita. So halacha is it's happening. It's something that's going on. It's part of the process. So the chacham understand that gives it a chalos. There is a chalos to the holacha when it's necessary. It's part of the process of the talich hakravas adam. But since there's no intrinsic value to the maisa per se, just like by shechita, Rabbi Elian's told me that it's kasher bizar. So the same is going to be true when it comes to holacha. Okay, the second view in the Gemara, Rabba and Rav Yosef, at first glance is the easiest one to understand, because they say that the question of Zar is dependent on the question of Shelo Lishma. So if you're the Chachamim, and you say that there's a Psul Shelo Lishma, you'll also say there's a Psul Zar. And if not, like Rabbi Shimon, then you won't. So it seems to be that they understand that the Tanaim are arguing whether Holacha is an Avoda or not. And you have two Nafkamina. One nafkamina will be zar. Another nafkamina is going to be shelo lishma. Maybe a third nafkamina would have been smol. Rabba and Rav Yosef, would agree to Rav Sheshes in our Gemara. The problem that you need to deal with if you take such a clear cut bold view for Rabbi Shimon, Efshalavatla, so holacha is nothing. If that's how you understand Rabba and Rav Yosef, you need to square that with what Reish Lakish said in Zvachim Daf Yudal. Because Reish Lakish said, this is, I learned this mission with a high schooler, so he'd ask this question. Ah, Rabbi Shimon says that halacha, since it's Efshalavatla, therefore there's no Psul Shelo Lishma, so what if I could find a case where it's not Efshalavatla? Along came Reish Lakish, and he said, ah, so all the chatos panimios, where you need to bring the dam inside, because the Gemara Reish Lakish assumes, of course, you're not shechting the carbon in the Azara. Tosos talks about why that's the case. In theory, why couldn't you have shechted the carbon inside the Heichal? But assuming you couldn't shecht the carbon inside the Heichal, if the halacha is necessary, then along comes the Rabbi Shimon, and he says, ah, in such a case, halacha is going to be required. Now, the Gemara presents this as if nobody argues. However, the more, Rav Lichtenstein makes a similar point in his shiurim, the more radically we understand Rabbi Shimon as totally wiping off holacha. It's never mentioned in the psukim. It's not even necessary. There's no chalos to holacha whatsoever. That just makes it a bit of a struggle to come back and create an avoda of holacha, yesh me'ayin, in cases when it's necessary, when it never even existed otherwise in the first place. Right, so that's, you could say it, but it is a difficult piece in terms of the very straightforward, simple, clean way that Rabba and Rav Yosef want to present the Machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon. So hold on to that. We may have to live with it, but we'll have a possibility for Rabba and Rav Yosef at the end of the Chabur. Okay, the last view on the question of Zar. The Gemara quotes from Rabbi Lazar and from Ula, who say that Zar is posel le kule alma, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so now we need to say, hold on a second. Now, our Gemara in Yuma, we suggested that Zar, that holacha was so downgraded that even according to Chachamim, maybe Rav Sheshes is willing to have a hechsher smol. Now along comes Rabbi Lazar and comes Ula, which, by the way, seems to be the Bavli's preferred way of understanding the Zar question, because Rabbi Rav Yosef gets slugged up and Rav Chista got slugged up. They're the only one left standing. That even according to Rabbi Shimon, there is a psul of Zar. Okay, like we said, they can point to Reish Lakish, and they can say that shows you don't be so radical. Even Rabbi Shimon does have a chalos to halacha, it may not be enough. It's like the opposite of shechita. It may not be enough to create a psul shelo lishma, but it is going to be enough to create a psul of zar. Now, Rav Lichtenstein had a couple of helpful points on this to understand the nature of this chiluk, especially since we say, he doesn't make this point, but especially since we say in the world of shechita that it's posel shelo lishma, but it's kshera bizar. So it's a little bit odd for here, for Rabbi Shimon, to have the opposite. What does it mean to have psula bizar, but no psul of shelo lishma? So Rav Lichtenstein suggests that this can go back to the root cause of the psul shelo lishma. The fundamental question in the nature of the psul of shelo lishma is, have you disqualified the avoda? You've done a bad avoda. Or have you disqualified the karbon? You've placed a psul in the karbon, you've infected the karbon with your machshava shelo lishma. Now, halacha here would be a great nafkamina for that. Because as we said before, unlike all the other avodos, halacha does not really do anything to the karbon. All it is walking the blood. So even if I grant that halacha has the status of avoda, the Torah told me I had to do it. Ve'ekrivu zo also holachas hadam. Okay, so the Torah says, Torah shapeh, don't ask me why, but there's a halos to holacha. It is an avoda, and since it's an avoda, it will be psula bizar, but it's not an avoda which changes anything in the carbon. And so therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, this is an avoda which cannot create a psul of shelo lishma. Because you want a psul shelo lishma, you need to hit the karbon in its vulnerable moments. Shechita, something changes, it's vulnerable. Kabbalah, something changes, it's vulnerable. Holacha, zrika, something changes, it's vulnerable. The chetza is not of the turtle, is not out of its shell during the avoda of holacha. And the Rabbanan can say, well, we think that shelo lishma is actually just ruining the avoda. Or they can say, no, we actually fully think that just like all three other avodos, it turns out that there is even intrinsic value to walking the dam in and of itself. Okay. He also has an interesting suggestion. He says, this is more of like a shelo lishma point, but he says, you know, if you look carefully in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah says that Rabbi Shimon Machshir, he doesn't say that shelo lishma is possible. But what about alu labaylim l'shem chova? So do you have, is it fully yotze? So he says, we can totally suggest the following. We can suggest that in the realm of chatas and pesach, there's a psul of shelo lishma. But you want to kill the karbon? You can only kill the karbon during the vulnerable moments. But simultaneously, besides the psul of shelo lishma, there is a need to have lishma. The avoda must be done lishma, not mitzad the karbon, but the avoda itself requires lishma. And if you didn't have lishma, so the avoda is not done fully the way it was supposed to be done. So he suggests maybe even Rabbi Shimon could say if you had shelo lishma, maybe it would be kasher v'lo al labaylim, because the holacha is flawed in that it doesn't have lishma, even though the karbon is not killed because you didn't do the holacha, because holacha can't affect the chatza. That's another suggestion that he makes.
That's assuming that there is such a musag of kosher v'lo'alu, right? Like the Rambam is mechadish such a...
So, right. So this musag wouldn't work for the Rambam, because the Rambam thinks that kosher v'lo'ala is also a psul in the chafza. It's just like, it's like a psul light.
You have to figure out... If such a musag exists, what exactly does it mean?
Right. You have to say that, yes.
The Rambam, once he was machadish that idea, then you have to ask, does that really fit with this?
Right. You have to say on the one hand that there are two dinim. There's a din of lishma and a din of shelo lishma, which the Brisker Rav shows the Rambam definitely holds. But then you need to say that those two, right, that kasher, if you don't have lishma, it's going to be kasher v'lawala, which is not how the Brisker Rav for sure understood the Rambam, it's not how Rosenzweig understood the Rambam, because he thought that was also a psul. But he's talking about in theory how you can understand here, but for sure. Okay, so we've covered them briefly, shelo lishma. we've covered briefly. Zar, the last one that comes out of the Gemara is the question of holacha shalo beregel. Now this is very helpful for trying to understand what the nature of holacha is, because when it comes to all the other three avodos, so we know exactly the tsura of the maisa you are supposed to do. There's a very particular prescription for how to shecht a carbon. There's a very particular action for how to catch the blood, for how to do the zrika, and that varies from different karbanos. But what about holacha? So the more we would reject holacha shelo beregel, the more we would insist on a particular tzura of how to do it, the more likely we are to look at it as its own full-fledged avoda. The more we say, relax, the main point is to get the dam to the mizbeach, and what do I care how exactly it gets there, the less likely we are to be mayrech on holacha in and of itself. So what do we have here? So one point is the Gemara by the end on Daf Tesvav, so there's a bit of a girsa issue, what exactly Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, because the Gemara says Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim are arguing about something over here. Which is noteworthy, because that means that the machlokas shelo lishma somehow is tied to the machlokas about shelo berega. So you have the girsa that l'kuli alma holacha zutrasi lo pasla. Now everybody agrees, even the Chachamim agree, that a little holacha, a holacha zutrasi, is not a psul. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains that the holacha shelo beregel at the very, very end, he says, is litzorech zrika. The reason why even the Chachamim are not going to passel the holacha zutrasi at the end is because that holacha zutrasi is just a build-up for zrika. They only argue about the previous holacha rabasi. Now, once we've said that the Chachamim agree that holacha zutrasi, the last holacha is okay because it's just a build-up for zrika, so then that facilitates what might Rabbi Shimon be saying about halacha rabasi. He might be saying, that's also just a build-up to zrika. The Eben Ha'ezel, in that piece on the Rambam, so he quoted the Karen Orah. The Karen Orah was very, very bothered how the Rambam, who totally rejects halacha shelo beregel, how could the Rambam have the assembly line for the Karban Pesach? It seems to be straight holacha shelo beregel. The Rambam does not say, like we had an argamar on Daf Memtes, oh, nayad porta, he does a little shimmy, he does a little shake and bake before the last guy does the zrika. He didn't say it, so what's going on? So the Karen Orah has a absolutely wild chiddush, and the Karen Orah says, the Rambam only rejected a minor holacha shelo beregel for this exact reason. If it's a holacha shelo beregel zutrasi, then he's going to say, come on, you didn't get the blood, you didn't really move the blood, it's just a build up to zrika. But a big holacha shelo beregel, the assembly line holacha shelo beregel, that already cannot be called just a build up to zrika. That's going to be its own thing, and that's why the Rambam thought that was okay. When the Rambam said holacha shelo beregel, lo shema holacha, it was just your normal short holacha shelo beregel, where, look, holacha itself is kind of subsumed under zrika. At least if you gave it its own maisa holacha, we could rescue holacha from the clutches of zrika. But when all you do is a short little, hoshata, that was the Rambam's holacha shel regel, a build up to zrika. But when you're doing the whole assembly line, even though the maisa is not so dramatic, the fact that it's going so far, it takes holacha out of zrika. That was the Karadora's suggestion for the Rambam. Ebenezer thinks that it's ridiculous because he says the Rambam just said black on white. I don't tell you. The Rambam said, like we saw in Rav Chaim, that halacha shel beregel is just not a halacha. So you can't take what the Rambam didn't say and make it something he said. But again, the idea itself that comes out of this piece of the Gemara is that the short, at least, halacha shel beregel not being a halacha because it is subsumed under zrika. This, going back to that earlier question we were asking about the nature of halacha. Now the other view that the Gemara has is, l'kuli alma halacha zutrasi pasla. Everyone agrees that a sure small halacha zutrasi is a problem. So why? So they explain, because now, as we said, this is no longer efshel batla. If you think that halacha shel beregel is a halacha, so the hoshata at the very end, the getting ready for the layup, that's required. So now we've said, okay, so according to this Gerus in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon agrees, L'kulin Alma, Holacha is physically E'af Shalavatla. All right, so going back to that question we had before, where, what exactly are Rabbi Shimon and the Chacham arguing about? So there's a possibility here that at least at the beginning stage, Rabbi Shimon may agree there is a core Holacha that has to be done. Okay. The Gemara then continues to talk about Holicho Zar and then Holicho Kohen. Or vice versa. The Gemara quotes two days in the Gemara. Which one of those is a problem? Is it a problem when... First the Gemara quotes, what happens if a Zar takes it and then a Kohen takes it? All right, so the Gemara had two deos. Can the Kohen save it from the Halacha of the Zar? Then the Gemara asks, what if it's the opposite? What if it was done first by a Kohen, and then it was done by a Zar? So Rav Simi Bar Ashi says in the Gemara that if you said one was kosher, the other will be pasul, and vice versa. So if first a Kohen was molech the dam to the Mizbeach, and then the Zar did it, so if you think that that's a problem, the Zar at the end is a problem, then by definition, the Kohen at the end is going to be okay. And if you think that the Kohen could save it from the Zar, then the Zar could kill it from the Kohen. Now, what is going on? What is Rav Simi Bar Ashi telling us about Halacha? Why does this work? Rava rejects all this. Rava says, I don't care. I have a Halacha done by a Zar. A Halacha done by a Zar is a posel. What do I care if the Zar comes first or the Zar comes second? He posseled the Halacha. Makes a lot of sense. So what is Rav Simi Bar Ashi saying over here? So I think there are two ways of, maybe two suggestions for this. One is that the question, is there a chalos of halacha? Rav Simi Bar Ashi is saying, don't just look at halacha as, you know, either a maisa avoda or a physical process. Halacha is something which is done. Once halacha is done, the box is checked off. So if the box is checked off by a Kohen, just like you can't shecht the carbon twice, you can't do Kabbalah twice, you can't do Zrika twice. So whoever did the halacha now, okay, the carbon has a chalos, the dam has been brought over. We talked before about Shalo Lishma, what was the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon said, you can't affect the cheftza of the carbon by just walking over the dam. But Rabbi Simi Bar Ashi can say, that's not true. The carbon has to have a chalos of having its blood brought over. This is a carbon, was it shechted? Check. Was it caught? Check. Was it v'ikriva? Was it brought towards the Mizbeach? Check. Now there is a chalos of the halacha, and if that was done by a Kohen, so the Zar can run around like a drunk monkey, but that doesn't affect anything at all. He's just walking around. That's not halacha. The halacha was done, and vice versa. The other way maybe to understand what Rav Simi Bar Ashi is saying here, what is this machlokas between these two deos? Again, one deo saying that halacha is unending, and so the Kohen can fix it, or the Zar can ruin it. The other one saying it's a chalos, and so once it's done, whoever did it. Maybe the other way to understand what's happening over here is that these two deos are arguing about which avoda we should subsume halacha under. If I think, I take for granted that halacha is not an independent avoda, halacha is subsumed under something else. Okay, well, what is it subsumed under? Well, maybe it's subsumed under Kabbalah. If it's subsumed under Kabbalah, then the halacha is the hemshech of the Kabbalah. And then when is it going to be a problem? Dafka, if the Zar does it first. But if the Kohen does it first, so what do you want? Ve'ikriva was Kabbalah halacha, so I just need no hefsik between the two of them, and the Kohen did it. The Kohen did the you know, we'll call it Kabbalah arechta, and then along came the Zar. Not a problem at all. What does the other view say? Don't subsume halacha under Kabbalah. Subsume halacha under Zrika. And so I care about who did the halacha last. If the Kohen did the halacha last, then that's great. Whatever happened beforehand, happened beforehand. But halacha is a Zrika arichta. So he did the halacha Zrika. I don't care what happened beforehand. And the same is true if first the Kohen did the halacha, and then the Zar does it again. Now the Zar he's done the pregame to Zrika, and that is going to be the problem. If we learn that way, then Rava works out very nicely, especially for the Rambam, because as we're going to see, the Rambam thinks that halacha is totally independent. So So what does Rava say to Rav Simi Bar Ashi? Then why does he pasul across the board? Rava can just say, because, what do you mean? It's not subsumed under Kabbalah. It's not subsumed under Hola, under Zrika. Holacha is its own avoda. It's its own, it's neither choice A nor choice B. It's choice C. And therefore, if the Tzar does a holacha, the holacha is going to be pasul no matter what. Kohen first, Kohen after, I don't care, because it's not subsumed under either one of those. It's its own thing, and therefore the Kohen is always going to retain the right to pasul. I think that's a good way to explain Rava. So now, I want to talk about two things left for the Chabura. One, we'll talk about the Chakira, which we still have not really addressed very much, which is whether Holacha, should we focus on the Totsa'a of bringing the Dam, or focus on the Maisa of Holacha, which definitely seems related to Holacha's status as an Avoda. The more we talk about a Maisa Avoda, the more likely it should be its own entity on par with everything else. The more we focus on just the Totsa'a of bringing it to the Mizbeach, the more likely, although not Mukhrach, it is to downgrade it or put it under something else, make it a junior avoda. That's piece one. And then piece two is, at the end, we'll come back and we'll talk about a little bit our Gemara and the world of Chatos Pnimios. Okay? So if you went through the Shittim Gebetzes in the Sugyas and Zvachim, with the first the Vagshal Zvachim and now the Oz V'Hadars, okay, free plug for Oz V'Hadar. I don't think, what's his name? The brown guy with the bad binding? The jaster on the bottom, Vilna, yeah. No, it's not chutzpah. No. The Vilna, the Vilna Chadash, also a chutzpah. Like taking the good name of Vilna, like it was done already. It couldn't even come up with something else. So anyway, if you take the Ozra Hadashitas, so they suck out all of the essays. You know, the Shulchan Aruch in Zvachim and Achos. So he has lots of girsa changes because the girsos and kachim are challenging. So the Shittim Gebetzes does a lot of girsa work, and he has essays, where he just quotes from the Balei Tosfos. So in the old Gemaras, it's really annoying, because you'll have like 19 tiny little things, and all of a sudden you'll have like a long piece, which is in tiny print. There are brands like, you know, still in therapy for years of the old Gemaras. That's why I've got a beautiful new... Does your old Shas, did they already do this by the time? I don't think so. No. I think your Shas was... Vagshol did it first for Zvachim, and then Oz V'Hadar was like, "Oh, that's a good idea. We should copy you." So exactly.
Famous words.
So not only does the Zvachim take them, do they take them out of the Girsos and just give you the essays, but they also tell you in bold where it's from, which is really helpful for here, because you have a series of shitas which are Maharaf. Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz was all over the sugya of Halacha. He has like five or six pieces on it, and they all come to the same point. Rabbeinu Peretz very clearly thought that Halacha is really focused on bringing the blood towards the Mizbeach. If you bring the blood towards the Mizbeach, it has a Shem Halacha. This comes up in a number of areas. I will quote him, four. There are more, but the four main ones that came up over here. The first was the Gemara before the Gemara talked about Halacha. The Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Beis talked about Tevilas Etzba, when the Kohen wants to do the Hazos, so the Chatos Pnimios, so he has to put his, or Chatos, generally, he has to put his finger in the Kli Shareis, Tevilas Etzba, and then he lifts it up, and then he sprinkles the Dam. So the Gemara there talked about Psul Shalol Lishma of Tevilas Etzba. So there's an article there from the new Kol Tzvi that came out. And the Gemara suggests that Tevilas Etzba should be a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. So the Rebbe Peretz is very bothered, because he says, why would Rabbi Shimon machshir Shalol Lishma b'Tevilas Etzba? What did Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon's reason for Halacha being kasher was Efshel Levatla. But it is not Efshel Levatel Tevilas Etzba. This should be like Reish Lakish's case of walking the Dam inside. It should be required. So he struggles. What he comes onto is, he says, well, Tevilas Etzba has a Shem Halacha, and it doesn't make any sense for something which has a Shem Halacha to be more chamor than holacha itself. It's a cryptic line. What exactly does he mean? So it's going to become clear as we see the next couple of points he says when he talks about holacha shelo beregel. That Rabbeinu Peretz is of the opinion that anything, any maisa, which is involved in bringing the dam closer to the mizbeach, has a shem holacha. The main act of holacha is walking the blood. And he's going to suggest that you need to walk the blood. Me'akrivo, the Torah's machadesh, there has to be something that you actually do. But any act of holacha, any act of bringing the blood closer, of hiskarvos l'mizbeach, has a shem holacha. So the parent says, just because it's required, it can't be that this holacha sugbet, this holacha which has a shem holacha because technically it's advancing the dam, it's getting it closer to the mizbeach, but it doesn't include an act of holacha, that can't be more chamur than ve'ikrivo when the Torah said you have to actually walk the dam. But he thinks that there are two dinim in holacha. There is the maisa holacha, but there is any element of hiskarvus which has a shem holacha. He said, it sounds like a Brisker thing, but it's Rabbeinu Peretz. He says, as a kasha in a piece later on, he says, hold on a second. We're telling me that there's a man damer out there that holacha shelo beregel lo shma holacha, but it's not going to passel. Okay, so let's say holacha shelo beregel, let's say it's a zero. Well, the Mishnah told me that if somebody does avoda yoshev, it's posel. So, I understand. He says, if I do holacha be yeshiva, that should be holacha shelo beregel. So how could there be a problem? So he assumes, it has to be holacha shelo beregel actually is it's a holacha. It's fake news. There's no such thing as holacha shelo beregel lo shma holacha. And even l'man da'amar, quote-unquote, lo shma holacha, you could passel it with zar, you could passel it with machshava shelo lishma, you could passel it with yoshev, because it is a holacha. All we mean when we say holacha shelo beregel lo shma holacha is that it cannot be the only holacha that you do. V'ikrivo zo holacha sadam, so the man da'amar, that holacha shelo beregel lo shma holacha, said the Torah required a maisa holacha biraglayim. Without that, the carbon is going to be pasul. But la'olam, any holacha shelo beregel, since you are getting the dam closer to the mizbeach, still has a shem holacha. So in Paris, it's like it's amazing how he is highlighting these two elements in the avoda of holacha itself. Just a couple more. So when he talks about holacha zutrasi, right? This is very, very short holacha. So he thinks that means you walked the blood when you didn't need to. He doesn't say holacha zutrasi was a holacha shelo beregel. He doesn't say it was a hoshata. He says it means that you could have. It was like Ben Simmons a couple years ago. He could have dunked, but he passed the ball for the layup instead. So it's kind of somewhat desperation. At least, you know, if you have the easy layup, but you go in for the dunk, I could have scored the 2 points very easily. So the Rabbanan say, well, since the whole idea of holacha is about bringing the dam closer to the mizbeach, at the end of the day, even though it wasn't necessary, I have a hiskarvos over here. Right? The totsa'a was more accomplished. I got closer to the mizbeach. But Rabbi Shimon is going to say no. He says, lav avoda chashuvahi lemifsel b'machshava. In other words, if I think of holacha in general, this question of, am I getting the dam closer to the mizbeach? I think purely from a totsa'a perspective. So you'd love there to be a machloket. When it's absolutely necessary, that's Reish Lakish, then everyone says it's going to be a problem. When here, where it's kind of, there's a minimal hiskarvus, and then already Rabbi Shimon breaks away. Last one, holacha zutrasi lo pasla. Why the mandam halacha zutrasi lo pasla lekule alma? Why would the chachamim allow holacha zutrasi? Why isn't that a problem? Remember, Rashi said holacha zutrasi isn't a problem because that's already part of zrika. That's the explanation that Rashi gave. Rabbeinu Peretz says no, holacha zutrasi the mandam that it's not a post lekule alma is because it doesn't have a shame holacha anymore. Lav klumhi. the fact that technically I moved it a little bit, if I think from a totsa perspective, one could argue that if I'm already in layup range, moving it a foot to get the dunk isn't considered a hiskarvus. It's already been closed. I haven't advanced from a totsa perspective. I haven't done anything anymore. So you take all of these perspectives of Rabbeinu Peretz, Tvilas Etzba and Holacha Shelo Beregel, having a status of a shame Holacha. Right? The Machlokas ends up being this minimal Hiskarvus of Holacha Zetresi. Also, by the way, it makes a lot of sense why the Bali Tosas are so happy to read like Rashi. Everyone, you know, no one's like the Rambam over here. Everyone is assuming that without bringing the blood closer, it's nothing. There was no third Tana. There was no Reb Meir and Toros Kohanim who said that a holacha is a holacha even if you walk the dam the other way. No, because the key is hiskarvus hadam, bring the dam closer to the mizbeach. And so, of course, no one's going to say that if you walk the blood away from the mizbeach, that that is a holacha. All of these pieces come together. Now, this perspective that the Tosas Reb Peretz has, so this, I think, works much better with our Gemara, with our Havamina, or at least our Shita of Rav Sheshes, who says that Holacha Bismol is going to be okay no matter what. Because what's it going to say? It's going to say Holacha, it's less about the Maisa. It's not so much about the Kohen per se. I need to get the job done. I need to get the Dam close to the Mizbeach. So do I really need Atzmo Shel Kohen? Like Rav Chaim said, you know, for sure, if, as we talked about last week, that smol is just a heder and not a posel in general, then for sure, one would be tempted to say that as long as I did a mice, I walked, and I got the dam closer, so I have a mice of holacha, I have a totsa of getting the dam closer. What else do you want? Is really, you're going to say that I have to walk holding the dam b'yamin? How does where I'm holding the dam, how does that affect my maisa of walking? And you know, Torah said walk the dam, so I walk the dam, and I need a totsa to get the dam closer, and that's what I did. That's it. Don't bother me. That seems to be what we're saying with maybe that could be going on behind Rav Sheshes. Now, Rav Sheshes in our Gemara is rejected. Right? Our Gemara is not like Rav Sheshes. We say for sure, halacha b'smol is psula, and the Rambam was pretty firm. If you see the Rambam in a few different places, the Rambam is really pretty clear that he thinks that none of this is true at all. Rabbi Shimon, whatever's going on with Rabbi Shimon, the Chachamim are the opposite extreme. Halacha is not subsumed under Zrika. It's not subsumed under Kabbalah. It's not a junior Avoda. It's not just about a means to an end of getting the Dam closer to Mizbeach. No. There are four Avodas. Mishnah Chiga, the Torah Shel Peh, I need the Torah Shel Peh to tell me there are four things you need to do to the Karban. Shecht it, Kabbalah it, Holacha it, and Zorik it. So Aleph Chapez, Mitzvah Mektashni, tells us you need a Kohen for Holacha together with everything else. And the Frankels, the exact same Halacha, are the printed, it's Halacha Chaf Gimel, but the exact same Halacha, the Rambam continues, and he tells us Holacha Shaloba Regel is a zero. Interesting over there. It's absolutely nothing. Shkaya. We'll be done in like 3 minutes. Right, so he's halacha shoregel is a zero. Why? Because it's not about hiskarvus hadam. I need a maisa halacha. Maisa halacha is done beregel. If it's done shelo beregel, that is absolutely nothing. He then says that therefore we reject Afshalav Atla. He says you need a holacha. Halachically, Rabbi Shimon said, oh, since you could skip holacha, there's no psul shol lishma. The Rambam says, the Rabbanan argued on that fundamental premise, like what it says in Taras Kohanim. They said it's Efshar levatla. Now, there's a problem with this, by the way. There is a big problem with saying that holacha al pidin is E Afshal of Atla. The Evan Ezel quotes this as well from the Karen Ora. The Karen Ora says, hold on a second, the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Dalid, when it is learning there is a psul shalol lishma for all the avodos, so it's like a house-to-house warfare, avoda by avoda. the Gemara wants to learn, just like I have Shlo Lishma by Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrika, I have it by Halacha. Gemara says, how can it be? How can you learn from those to Halacha? Halacha is Afshalavatla. And then the Gemara has Yishuv. So Karen Or asks, well, Afshalavatla. Rabbi Shimon thought Afshalavatla. But the Rambam says, Yafshalavatla. How does the Rambam understand the Gemara on Daf Dalet? So Rabbi Zalman says, what the Rambam is going to say is when we talk about Afshalavatla, that can mean one of two different things. Afshalavatla could mean halachically Afshalavatla, and that is the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel. Afshalavatla could also mean from a physical perspective, is it Afshalavatla? And the Havamina of the Gemara in Zvacham on Daf Dalet was that since physically you can skip Holacha, that should have downgraded its status rather regulative to the other avodos, but shmamina, that is not the case. The fact that physically one could conceive of bringing a carbon without doing a halacha at the end does not make a difference. But the Rambam for sure thinks that halachically halacha is e'ef shalavatla. He has rejected halacha shelo beregel. He paskins like Rava in halacha chav zayin. I don't care if the czar comes first. I don't care if the czar comes second. I have a maisa holacha bizar, and that is going to be puzzle. And then finally, the Rambam in Pesulim Tashin Gimel Tes holds, he reads the Mishnah Kipshuto, that even if he's walking away from the Mizbeach, there still is a holacha, which can be puzzle. So the Rambam ends up, this is just like the perfect way of crystallizing somebody who focuses on the maisa of holacha versus the totsa of holacha, shalo beregel, even though it's towards the mizbeach, the Rambam says is nothing. Holacha beregel, away from the mizbeach, the Rambam says is absolutely a full-fledged holacha. You know, if you saw Rav Chaim has a very classic piece where he points out that the Rambam thinks that zar is a posel, while shalo beregel is just not a holacha at all. So those are the two, you know, Shini Dubetzes, who's nuanced, because he has a maisa holacha along with a totsa'a holacha. And the Rambam says, no, it's not a zrika, it's not a kabbalah, it's not a totsa'a, it's just an avoda, just like every other avoda. Okay, the last point for the chabura is to talk about the status of the holacha going lefinim. Way to set this up a little bit is, remember we said that Rabba and Rav Yosef had a bit of a problem. Maybe more than a bit of a problem, because they wanted to learn Kipshuto that for Rabbi Shimon, Holacha is Zilcho, and it's absolutely nothing, and therefore there's no Psul Shlo Lishma, and therefore there's no Psul Zar, but somehow, seemingly, let's assume they need to live with the assumption of Reish Lakish that when it came to the Holacha, Lefnai, or Lefnai of Lefnim, even Rabbi Shimon is going to be moded that there is a Psul Holacha. So, there's a very interesting footnote in the Rilachas in Shirim. So I think this is from Rav Dani Wolf, but I don't know for sure. I believe he's the one who wrote the footnotes. So I don't know. Whoever has the responsibility for this chiddush, it's a great chiddush. He suggests that there could be a fundamental chiluk between the, you know, we talked last week about we talked before at least about halacha of Ketores and Rav Chaim. So he says there might be a fundamental difference between halacha of Karbanos in the Azara and halacha of Karbanos Pnim. He points out that the Torah does not use the lashon of v'hekriv for the karbanos pnim, both in Vayikra by a couple of times and in Achrimos a couple of times by Avodas of Kippurim. The Torah repeatedly uses the phrase of v'hevi. Either and he doesn't point this out, but not only do we use a different word of v'hevi, which certainly is not talking about Kabbalah, right? V'hevi means you're bringing the dam, you're bringing the Ketores. This is certainly, unquestionably, everyone's got to agree to the Ramban and Rav Hirsch, it's got to agree with the Rashbam, you know, even more than the Rashbam. And this is totally focused on bringing the blood over. Not only that, but we can also point out that in all the Panim contexts, the Chumash says, the Hevi, and it tells you where you're going. The Hevi el Ohamoed. The Hevi mi beis la parochas, right? So there's a real focus on the destination. By the Karbanos, it didn't say Vekriv el Hamizbeach. It just said Vekriva, this is a good briah for the Kabbalah Mandamar. Vekrivo es Hadam, But it didn't say they bring it towards the Mizbeach. It just said they're makriv. And then they do a zrika on the Mizbeach. So when it came to Holacha B'chutz, it didn't tell us in the Holacha itself where it's going. But in Pnim, it did. It says you take the blood and you bring it into the Mizbeach. The last interesting point on this is we'll see when we get to Daf Nun Gimel, and we'll talk about the Hazos done Bifnim, especially for the regular Chatos Pnimios, it's not even clear that you would sprinkle the dam on the paroches itself. You would sprinkle the dam seemingly towards the paroches, but it actually would come short. So one could even maybe suggest, like kind of radically, he doesn't say this at all, but that when it came in the world of chutz, we said holacha may be subsumed under zrika, but in the world of pnim, even the hazah maybe is subsumed under hava. The whole, all you do is you bring it close. You're bringing it towards. I'm bringing it lefnim, or I'm bringing it lefnaylim. It doesn't even get all the way there at the end of the day. You know, if we stop at the 1 yard line. The whole focus of the process is the bringing. We saw the Rav make a big deal about this in Avodas Yom Kippurim, but we could say maybe this is something in general. So that even if one totally rejects a chalos of holacha in karbanos chutz, one could say the world of pnim is completely different. And the avoda of havas hadam, even according to Rabbi Shimon, and that's really what Rish Lakish had in mind, is going to be different from the avoda of holachas hadam b'chutz. We should just grant, though, as awesome as it is, it doesn't work for the Rambam. Our Rambam, which like ruins everything, the Rambam in Avodas Yom Kippurim, Dalet Aleph, who said, we already learned that holacha bismol is possible, you know, and therefore you would have said, actually, take us back 1 second. I thought you could maybe go in one further direction, and you could have said that once I focus on the hava, so do I care so much about the dam, or especially Yom Kippur, do I really care about the kohen? You know, maybe I could have thought the reason why halacha b'smol and Yom Kippur is kasher is because the focus there is not on bringing the ketores per se, but it's really about bringing himself. But the Rambam did not. The Rambam said, since we have a psul smol in halacha b'chutz, we should have had a psul smol of halacha b'fnim, but we don't because of the COVID hamacht, etc., etc., etc. So the Rambam there seems to go against this chiddush of either Rav Dani or Rav Lechatzin, because he says that the halacha b'fnim seems to be equated to halacha b'chutz. But if you don't say that, I thought this was a very interesting idea, which could answer up Rabba and Rish Lakish Kipshuto and fit the psukim very nicely. Okay, so Shkach.